Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How
Hey
can I help
Morgan,
you?
hey, it's Kathy over at Eglin Federal Credit Union. I have a member who is disputing charges for a tech shop. Can you look those up for me and tell me what the product was?
Yes, ma'am. So I can try to pull up an account with their zip code and first and last name.
Of course. It is 32548.
32548.
Yes, ma'am. And Ms. Barbara Barber.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. You said the last name was Barber, like B-A-R-B-E-R?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So with that zip code, I didn't see any accounts for a Barbara Barber. Could it be under a different name?
Let's try, how about her husband, Nicholas?
Yes, ma'am. I have an account for Nicholas Barber.
Imagine that. Okay, tell me what products he was purchasing.
Just to verify this is the right account, do you have the mailing address?
Absolutely. I've got 308 Oakland Circle Northwest.
Yes, it looks like this order was placed for a purifier.
A purifier?
Yes, ma'am.
Like a water purifier?
Yeah, like an air purifier.
Oh, air purifier.
You like plug it into the wall? It's a wall plug and it has a button on it. It's really simple
gotcha.
Looking. It's like a kind of rectangle. Plug into the wall. It has a button on it with a green light, or like a flashing green light on it.
Okay, so it was for air purifier, and the charge was $7.45, $49.97, and $49.97.
Yes, and whenever you place the order for the air purifier, it's an entry gift into our subscription. You get a $125 gift card towards any purchase in our store, and that gift card would have been emailed to nickbarb1@cox.net.
Imagine. Okay, I got it. And then one other thing. Are you attached to a $99.67 purchase and the company is TYX22?
Yeah, no, ma'am. Our only charge would have been for the $49.97 and then the shipping handling, the $7.45.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.